Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something that's, well, it's really changing how we build and interact with AI. It's this idea, this distinction between prompt engineering and what people are starting to call context engineering.
Yeah, it's a subtle shift, but a really important one.
Exactly. And lots of folks are navigating it right now, so we want to unpack it for you. I mean, you've probably heard about prompt engineering.
Oh, absolutely. It's everywhere.
That whole art, crafting the perfect input to get a generative AI model to spit out exactly what you want. It kind of feels like the magic key sometimes, doesn't it? Like unlocking AI's potential.
It really does. And it's often, the first thing you actually do hands-on with these models
Right.
gives you that immediate feedback, that direct control over the output.
Yeah, that instant gratification, that control is what pulls so many people in. But the real game changer, and our source material really points this out, is figuring out how that specific skill fits into something bigger, a more sort of durable AI system.
Right, something more sustainable.
So the big question we're tackling today, the really intriguing one, is what is the actual difference, if any, between prompt engineering and context engineering? Is context engineering just, a fancy new buzzword for the same thing? Or are we genuinely looking at a major evolution in AI?
And I think that's the key point. It's not just semantics. It really does signal a maturation in how we're approaching AI development, a big step up.
Okay. And our mission here in this deep dive is to guide you through that evolution.
Yeah.
We want to show why these aren't like competing ideas fighting each other. It's more of a hierarchy.
Layered relationship.
Exactly. A more sophisticated way of thinking about AI. So hopefully you'll have some aha moments that kind of redefine how you view AI interaction, especially for, serious applications.
Definitely.
Our discussion today is mostly framed by this really interesting piece called Prompt and Context Engineering, an AI Evolution.
It's a great article.
So let's start by really pinning down prompt engineering. What is it? And maybe more importantly, what are its limits?
Okay. Well, what's really striking about prompt engineering is how well it works for immediate tasks. Our source material actually defines it quite nicely, I think. It calls it the art and science of formulating effective requests for single interactions.
Single interactions.
Yeah, that's the key phrase. It's tactical. It's what you do when you're trying to get a specific, really high-quality output from an AI model, like right now.
Like for one specific image generation, maybe, or getting a single code snippet.
Exactly that.
Right.
Optimizing that query for that specific task. It's about making that one conversation, that single request, as effective as possible.
So it's like learning the AI's specific dialect for just one task,
Yeah.
guiding it very precisely to an immediate result.
Precisely. It's focused, it's immediate, and look, it's incredibly powerful for what it does. Don't get me wrong.
No, absolutely. Foundational.
But the emphasis, as the source highlights, is on that single interaction, optimizing the input for the output. It's indispensable work, but its scope is inherently narrow, like a craft focused on individual pieces.
Okay, so we've got prompt engineering nailed down the craft for the perfect response in like a single moment.
Right.
But what happens when that moment isn't isolated, when it needs to be part of something bigger, an ongoing interaction? Because, some might argue, isn't context engineering just a fancy way of saying what good prompt engineers already do, with long prompts, multi-turn conversations, system messages?
That's a really fair question.
Are we just splitting hairs here? Is there a real fundamental difference in the approach, the methodology, or just new jargon?
Yeah, and that's exactly where the distinction becomes, I think, really critical. Because while skilled prompt engineers absolutely do amazing things within the prompt to guide the AI,
Sure.
context engineering steps outside the prompt itself. It goes beyond it. So if prompt engineering is like the individual brushstrokes you put on the canvas, context engineering is designing the whole art studio,
Yeah.
setting up the lights, choosing the paints, the canvases, defining the whole workflow so you get consistent, high-quality art, painting after painting.
Okay. That's a helpful analogy.
Our source puts it as the strategic and architectural discipline that oversees the entire ecosystem in which the model operates.
The entire ecosystem. Okay, let's unpack that. So it's not just about the words I'm typing into the chat window anymore.
And not just that, no.
It's about building the world around the AI, the environment that makes those words land effectively, or makes the AI behave consistently, maybe over lots of interactions or even for different users.
Exactly. You're spot on.
So we're moving from just talking to the AI to actively designing its its operational reality in a much broader, more persistent way.
That's it, precisely. And this shift, it's a really profound change in mindset.
All right.
The article frames it perfectly, I think. It says, we're moving AI development from occasional prompt crafting to a rigorous system engineering approach.
System engineering. Yeah.
So prompt engineering becomes, you know, a vital tactical piece, but it operates inside this much larger, more systematic framework of context engineering.
Okay, like the difference between maybe a chef making one perfect, amazing dish for one customer.
Yeah.
Versus designing the entire restaurant, the menu, the kitchen workflow, the supply chain, all to ensure consistent quality dish after dish, night after night at scale.
That's a brilliant analogy. Absolutely captures it. And that supply chain for an AI, it isn't just raw data.
Right.
It's the smart systems for pulling in knowledge when needed. That's a RA,
yeah.
Retrieval Augmented Generation. It's adaptive memory for user sessions. It's preset models or configurations ensuring, say, brand voice or safety rules are always followed. Context engineering, then, is the actual discipline of designing all those interconnected systems.
Yeah.
Basically, building that reliable AI kitchen that can operate at scale.
And without that kitchen design, even the best prompts, those amazing single dishes, they just become isolated moments. They lack consistency. They don't scale.
Exactly. They're not reproducible in a reliable way across the board.
Okay, so what are some of the technical nuts and bolts, the strategies involved in actually building this robust AI kitchen?
Right, this is where it gets practical. Context engineering is really about architecting that whole operational environment.
Okay.
So, like I mentioned, designing robust retrieval augmented generation RAG pipelines, that gives the AI dynamic real-time access to outside knowledge.
So instead of stuffing everything into one massive prompt.
Right, which often doesn't even work well.
You build systems that intelligently find the relevant info and feed it to the AI as part of its working context for that specific interaction.
Precisely. And it also means implementing things like stateful memory management.
Stateful memory? So it remembers things.
Yeah, for longer conversations. It allows the AI to recall and reference past parts of the chat, user preferences, maybe specific project details, not just within one session, but maybe across different sessions too.
So it's not just the AI's built-in short-term memory, it's an external system feeding it relevant history. That's a huge difference. Allows for much richer, more personalized interactions, I imagine.
Absolutely. Huge difference. And it also extends to setting up system-level guardrails and behavioral constraints.
How do you do that?
Well, often through techniques like prompt chaining, where outputs feed into new prompts or carefully designed system prompts. These operate at a higher level, kind of setting the AI's overall persona, its tone, its safety rules, before the user even starts talking.
Guiding its behavior for all subsequent interactions.
Exactly. And sometimes it involves fine-tuning the base model itself, training it on specific data so it consistently knows things or behaves in a certain way,
yeah.
Effectively preloading part of its context or worldview.
Okay, let me try to picture this. If I'm building, say, an AI customer service bot,
mm-hmm.
A prompt engineer might focus on, I don't know, crafting the perfect welcome message, hello, how can I help? Or the ideal answer to a very common question, like, where's my order?
Right, optimizing those specific moments.
But the context engineer, they'd be thinking about how the bot remembers my previous complaints, maybe.
Yes.
How it pulls up the latest shipping info from a database in real time. How it knows when to escalate a tricky issue to a human. And how it keeps that friendly but professional brand voice consistent across thousands of chats with all sorts of different people.
That is an absolutely perfect way to visualize it, Jess. Okay. The prompt engineer makes sure the bot says the right thing in that specific moment. The context engineer makes sure the bot has the right information, the right memory, the right rules, the right context to consistently say the right thing appropriately across the whole customer journey. And this transition, the source calls it moving from an individual art to a scalable methodology of development, reliable and reproducible for production level AI applications.
Production level, that's key.
That's the key.
Yep.
This is about taking AI out of the lab, out of the cool demo phase.
Yeah.
And putting it into real world, sometimes high stakes situations where you need it to be consistent.
Yeah.
You need it to be dependable every single time.
That really is a massive shift in focus, isn't it? It's the difference between like a one-off amazing magic trick and building a properly engineered system that can reliably perform that trick and probably others too over and over, even when things change.
Exactly.
So for anyone listening who wants to build serious AI applications, context engineering isn't just, you know, a nice option. It sounds like it's pretty much essential for production.
It really becomes foundational, yes. It's about building dependable AI ecosystems, not just clever individual interactions.
Ecosystems, I like that term.
Yeah, it captures the interconnectedness. It's about moving from being reactive, just prompting and see what happens, to being proactive, architectural.
Right. You're not just reacting to the AI's output. You're actively building the environment where it's most likely to produce what you actually need consistently, yeah. Reliably.
Exactly. And that demands, frankly, a much deeper understanding of the system's architecture, how it plugs into other things, its long-term behavior. It's a different skill set in many ways.
Okay. So wrapping this up a bit, what have we really learned from this deep dive into prompt versus context engineering?
Well, I think the main takeaway.
We've seen they aren't two separate roads, right? It's more like a journey, an evolution in AI development.
Exactly. Prompt engineering, that art and science of formulating effective requests for single interactions, it's absolutely the foundation. It's the tactical layer. You need it.
They aren't without it.
But as we've discussed, it lives and works inside this much bigger, more strategic, more architectural framework, which is context engineering.
Right. The fundamental insight really is that this isn't just about swapping words around or new jargon.
Yeah.
It's a profound change in how you think about building AI, moving from those one-off individual prompt crafting moments to a rigorous systems engineering approach. And that's vital if you want something that scales, that's reliable.
Absolutely vital for real-world deployment.
So for you, the listener, getting this distinction means you can understand how AI applications move beyond cool experiments.
Yeah.
And become scalable, dependable, reproducible systems, especially for, you know, production use cases. It's that shift from crafting individual magic tricks to actually designing and building entire trustworthy AI ecosystems.
Oh boy.
It's like the difference between writing one perfect email versus setting up the whole communication strategy and infrastructure for a company. Both matter, but one provides the structure, the consistency.
Right. Understanding this lets you think about AI not just as a thing you talk to moment by moment, but as these integrated evolving systems.
And it challenges us, doesn't it, to think not just about how we talk to AI,
but how we build the whole environment around it so we can truly collaborate with it. Yes.
So, okay, here's a provocative thought to leave you with today. If context engineering really represents this maturation of AI development, this shift from an individual art to a scalable methodology, then what does that imply for the future of how humans and AI collaborate?
Ooh, interesting question.
As these AI systems get more complex, more integrated into everything, how might our role change? Will it move beyond just feeding instructions to us actively shaping the entire world, the ecosystem where the AI operates?
Designing its context, yeah.
What new skills, what new ways of thinking might you need to develop to navigate this increasingly sophisticated AI landscape? Something to think about.
That's an excellent point to ponder. It definitely pushes us beyond just the immediate chat window, doesn't it? Towards the bigger strategic design of how AI actually functions in our world.
Absolutely. Well, a huge thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We really hope this exploration of prompt engineering versus context engineering has given you some fresh perspectives on where AI is heading. Until next time, keep digging deeper.